Welcome to Heart of the Savior Ministries. You know, we've been on quite a ride here for the past 6 months as Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries has come and shared his heart for all of us as we've delved deeply into God's Word regarding the end times. And there have been a few thus says the Lord statements, but what our prime goal has been is to help you understand God's Word regarding this topic. So Dr. John Swanson is the Executive Director of Endurance Ministries, which addresses current cultural affairs in light of the eschatological end times data in God's precious word. And the ministry takes a thematic approach while at the same time offering chronological insight as explicitly outlined in the Bible. And during these days prior to the return of Jesus Christ, John's conviction concerning the need for not only ministry to the college community, but to us, the listeners, is greater than ever. And he continues to be amazed at the growing skepticism toward the most basic truths in Jesus Christ. And I have to add, me too. And his credentials are daunting, with a BA in Christian Ministry from Pacific International College, Masters of Divinity specializing in collegiate ministry, and Master of Theology in Eschatology from Western Seminary, and a Doctor of Ministry in Leadership and Spiritual Formation from George Fox Evangelical Seminary. And he's ministered as an instructor in Bible colleges and seminaries around the world, including Russia, Moldova, and the Philippines, and even here in our own backyard, Gresham, Oregon, at the Oregon College of Ministry, where I first met him as a professor. And if that weren't enough, he's written an excellent book titled The Final Rapture, Trumpet Rapture Gathering, an Introduction. I think it's in its third print now. And this introduction represents one of the fastest growing end time positions today. John is so graced by God to have a generous shepherd's heart in the area where God has placed him to serve. And as a result, he's open to your questions and comments and is available to speak in churches and educational settings, offering a wide range of presentations tied to the Truth Matters theme, Truth Foundations. So thanks, John, for letting me make that long introduction this morning, but I haven't been able to do that through the past couple programs, and I felt the need for anyone who might just be listening in to join us for the first time to hear that.
Okay. It is a precious thing to rehearse the gracious things that God brings our way, each and every one of us. So we all have these testimonies as to what God has taken us through in the past to bring us to the place where we are now, to be his ambassadors again for his praises and glory.
Mm.
So it's sweet.
It's been a wonderful series, and the title you gave it was Building Biblical End Time Perspective. And it's a great need in this late hour, I think. It's been an eye-opening ride, one which I hope will bring lasting fruit unto
Amen.
Our Lord's glory and praise.
Yes.
Okay? And since this is our concluding session in the six-month series, I'd like to accomplish three goals in this brief time together, if that's all right. And I know our listening audience will benefit by our summarizing the highlights of what we've addressed since January. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to brainstorm application ideas. And third, I'd like to take just a minute to introduce our next six-month series together. I can hardly wait. Do you think we can devote this session to those God-honoring tasks?
Yes, and let's pray for the Lord's help toward that end, could we?
Please.
Oh, Father, we praise you for being so good. We thank you for illuminating us through your word as your spirit highlights these important truths that transform. Thank you for your care, your loving care for us, shepherding us through what your word says will be the darkest time in history. Unto your glory and praise, we want to be sensitive to your leading in our lives, that we might emphasize some of these themes for application purposes. Yes, and Lord, as Leslie has said, unto your worthy glory of praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen and amen. Could I suggest that we approach the summarizing of the highlights in this way? We'll state the main emphasis of each session and then go on to showcase the more edifying points.
Okay, so let me know if I'm hearing you correctly, and I'll do the first session.
Okay.
Our first session, way back in January. focused on the topic of truth foundations upon which we build a biblical end time perspective.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And if we sincerely desire to build a biblical end time perspective, it's got to be Bible based. And I think we all could agree with that.
And it has to be Bible based.
Well, yeah, I think that's what I just said.
Well, I'm repeating it because some people hear that, but they don't discern that many Christians by name don't often discern the difference between honoring the actual data of the text versus interpretations imposed upon the text. There's a huge difference between the two. We've talked about this in the past.
Yes.
But we must accept not inferred opinion as to what the text might say when we glean from his word, but we must actually affirm the content of what we find before us.
Okay, I see the point you're trying to make, and I do appreciate that. We do need to do a better job at letting the text say what it says, as opposed to reading into the text something that's not there, because we're so notorious for doing that many times. And I can think of it because in my earlier life, earlier years as a believer, I did this because I didn't want it to say that I would suffer. I mean, who wants to suffer, John, right? Okay. And, of course, I'm speaking of pre-trib versus post-trib, mid-trib, etc.
Okay. Different opinions, but then we say, which one is correct? Let's go to the Word of God.
Absolutely.
So, amen. And that was our main topic and appeal in our first session. We have a truth foundation that's worthy that we need to give attention to. So, Leslie, did I follow your instruction as to how we should go about summarizing each session correctly? Did I...
Oh, John, we nailed it.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we did.
So on to our second session. In February, we opened with the word in 2 Thessalonians 2. And there we applied the point in the first session. That is, let's let the text say what it says. And we actually went on to do just that. And it was so edifying.
God's word is that. Amen. Honoring the explicit data in what our God has called us to, as opposed to reading into the text things that aren't there. The three interpretive issues of this passage, 2 Thessalonians 2, that we addressed that day in, again, way back in February, were this. Number one, the definition of the day of Christ, day of the Lord, and its tie to now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, verse 1. Number two, the biblical meaning of apostasy, falling away, rebellion, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, the identity of the restrainer, which keeps the man of lawlessness at bay until he, the restrainer, is taken away.
Well, John, we really honored our Lord in that we emphasized the literal content, the explicit data of this passage.
Indeed we did, and it's a privilege to just be ambassadors that faithfully represent what he says, not interpret then and bring a twist to what he says. And we also, in that session, contrasted what the text actually says to that of some popular false implied interpretations, again, that are often imposed upon the text, in this case, this important text of 2 Thessalonians 2.
Well, and it comes to mind your PowerPoint presentation, which especially brought visual aid in making this contrast.
Like you said in the last month, you're a visual person, to see it is helpful. We added some new pages to our third printing of the book that give charts and further illustrations. Seeing is very helpful, yes. Well, do you recall then, as we move on to March's presentation, what we highlighted during that session?
Well, this time we walked through the chronological signs of Matthew 24, which I had never done.
Okay, well, amen. And we also brought prophetic appeals in this session, which were prophetic appeals from both 2 Thessalonians 2 and then Matthew 24 and 25.
Uh-huh. So listen, friends, you really should hear this broadcast. If you didn't catch it in March, simply go to heartofthesaviorministries.org and you'll find our broadcast link at the top of the page. In fact, you can now listen to the first five sessions of this series at that website.
And we've also listed our prophetic Thus Says the Lord appeals.
Thus Says the Lord. Sorry.
Well, yeah, and you could check that with how so? Another test question, but not scripted here, through going to the Word to see if these things are true. Anyway, you could test this by going to the Word, precious, precious. Well, we've made some of these appeals in our blog site.
Yeah.
So in addition to a lot of other material that's helpful, so just go to currentmatters.org and you'll see our blog link and enjoy. So, again, moving right along, Leslie, what did we emphasize in the month of April?
Okay, we emphasized end time themes of deception and victory through that temptation by looking at some passages from the book of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the present day example you gave from the recent movie called Silence. Wow.
Yeah.
That was downright scary to even think of how or what the implication will be, how deceptive that was. You know, John, we really have to be on our toes.
Yes, we do. If you'd like to see that movie, it's now available on DVD. But it's fascinating that the very basic essentials God has called us to, one of which is endurance, these things are being deceitfully challenged in these days of the end, just prior to our Lord's initial appearing. It's supernatural. It's taking place in the real world, but it's supernatural. But it is unfolding in global society today. As I've said in the past, what a day to be living for the Lord of Lords, our King Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last month's broadcast highlighted what book, John?
The
Book of Revelation.
Yes. And in this session, we looked at one explicit chronological outline as presented in the book itself. And then we went on to exalt the triune God of creation, cross, and consummation. In all of these sessions, Leslie, by God's grace, by God's mercy, we were about gospel and or discipleship ministries. So yes, dear sister in Christ, we have brought Christ-honoring broadcasts by in honor of Him these past few months.
And you offered some free gifts through this series. Are you still offering the End Time Bible, the Polycarp DVD, and what I'm calling the End Time Survival Package?
Yes, we are. And simply email me, John Swanson, for specifics. The email address is email@endmin.org. And Leslie, I should also announce that yes, we are indeed making our third printing of our book available now. So if you're interested in this 260-page introduction of what we're titling The Final Trumpet Rapture Gathering, simply email us at the same email address, email@endmin.org, and we'll send you information as to how to get this revised and updated improved third printing edition.
You know, time's flying by as usual, and we need to get to our second goal.
Okay. Folks, our God has defined faith in such a way that it's clear, contrary to the false teachings of the cult of unbiblical grace, it's clear that biblical faith is demonstrated by action. So just read Hebrews chapter 11. That's a beautiful chapter. So I'm wondering.
And folks, for those of you who heard last month's broadcast, did you read through the book of Hebrews as we suggested?
Yeah.
It really helps.
It's sweet, and you'll find that one passage that it penetrates the very depth of our being. That's how powerful God's word is. You know. Well, in this book, we find faith is acted out through action. God wants us to be doers of His word and not hearers only. Our Lord says it's the one who listens and heeds His instruction who is the one who builds his or her house on the rock. So yes, Leslie, we need to emphasize application of these and other end time passages today.
Well, and let me make it clear. This isn't about works. Mm-hmm. This is about application of God's word.
Right. This is acting out in our faith, next step in action.
So I always like to give our audience, you know, applicable ways to walk out their faith.
Mm-hmm.
So let's brainstorm this at this juncture. So
okay.
I'm going to let you take the lead, and I'm going to try and be a good student.
Okay, we're going to wander from our script and just say,
yeah,
Lord,
Holy Spirit,
speak through us. Right. Well, these application possibilities, there are many, as outlined in the Word of God. So let me pick the issue of deception.
Okay, that's a good one.
Time and time again in many end time passages, we find that Jesus Christ and the Spirit through whichever author He is using to bring warning of deceptions, specific deceptions, doctrines of demons, to the point of encouraging, as Scripture says, the falling away of some in the end times. The issue of deception is huge. So how do we apply that? Well, we learn from the Scriptures that deception is indeed a major instrument of darkness used in the end times. Well, and we can counter it with truth. His truth. So the appeal then in response to deception, in order to know what the deception is, and even to walk in light of responding to the deception, we go to His word for truth. So we have the theme of deception, and God has graced us with a counter to that, that of truth, found especially in His word.
Okay, so we are required to build on God's precepts, our truth foundation. And if we don't, we're foolish. And we hurt not only ourselves, but those around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of Psalm 11:3. It says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Okay? Mm-hmm. So if we choose to reject the very means God provides to help us avoid becoming deceived, we're not only showing rebellion against Him, But we're hurting ourselves because of the consequences we will bear as a result of our hard-hearted actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Huge, yes.
What else do you have up your sleeve here, Mr. John?
Well, it's another beautiful thing that, again, God uses repetition for the sake of emphasis. So time and time again in these end-time passages, we find the issue of morality highlighted. So it's, we are to, in these days, be holy and separate from the world. We're still to be in the world.
But not
gospel
of the
lights,
world.
But not in the world compromising, as some of the church is compromising today concerning these gross, immoral actions, steps, lifestyles, etc. Whereas, again, in light of God's word, he counters that. He encourages us, his people, not only to fall away in the sense of giving into personal immorality, but to be righteous, to be holy as he is holy. So this theme of righteousness as opposed to immorality is, again, emphasized in Scripture. Well, think about the application possibilities for that. Okay, Lord, wow, I got my hands full. Help me with that. Greater is he who is in me. So as we read last month from 1 John, than he who is in the world. So we can rise above it in his mercy and grace. We can walk in righteousness. Again, not deeds seeking God's favor, like you mentioned earlier, but ongoing abiding in Christ, which produce fruits that are unto his praise.
Well, and because of who you are in Endurance Ministries, one of the things that has really set in my mind over the past 6 months is endurance,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So endurance is to finish the race set before us and not be tempted to go against God's word. And it says, even unto death. That's in Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
And this speaks to the apostasy spoken of in Daniel 1 and 3 and Daniel 6, actually. Mm-hmm. And what's taking place today right before our very eyes, you know, the spiritual darkness and the world strongly encouraging those of us who are Jesus Christ, who are in Jesus Christ, to fall away from our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And yet God wants just the opposite of us. And we're told to stay true to our Lord as these days of the end unfold.
Mm-hmm.
So the book of Revelation, time and time again, calls God's people in Jesus to be overcomers, to endure.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, isn't it fascinating that three ingredients or themes that contribute to apostasy or potential apostasy are also highlighted in the Word of God. So we have deception. See to it that no one deceives you, our Lord said. The Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Doctrines of demons.
Yep.
The issue of teaching, the issue of deception. Secondly, immorality. There is potential abandonment of the faith because we walk consistently in the things that God says, if you practice these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the issue of, which we haven't touched upon, yes, another theme that's highlighted again and again in Scripture is that of persecution.
Oh, yeah.
These three things contribute to the potential, what the Lord says will happen, the falling away, the apostasy, the rebellion and hard-heartedness, conforming to the world as opposed to continuing at God and growing in him. So these are important applications that the world doesn't accept. It rejects, it belittles, but they're spiritual, eternal things that God deems important. Thus, he has communicated counsel as to what things to avoid, and then counter that, what things to do. Emphasize truth. Walk in righteousness. Respond in loving a response to the persecutors. And then, like you just said, endure that.
Endure.
As opposed to falling away.
Well, and I think about, and I'm very aware now, thanks to you, of the sneaky attacks. You know, the movies that we talked about.
Yeah.
Silence. Star Wars. Harry Potter.
Joe, Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
These,
we could just go on and on and on listing those. How sneaky those are. And it sets that little seed in your brain that goes, that's a danger point.
And even the skeptics toward that worldview that's being presented are won over. For example, Harrison Ford, as Hans, was skeptical in the first early sessions of the Star Wars, and yet later, just before his death in this most recent one, not the Rogue One, but the other one, in the series, he says, I'm a believer. He believes in the force. He personally accepts it. So even that message is brought forth in a, like you said, very sneaky, subtle ways.
Very subtle ways.
Deceitful ways.
Is he a sneaky little thing, that
wow,
person.
What a world that we live in.
Thank you that we do.
Yeah. It is so fascinating that God's Word does present today, 2,000 years-ish after he's written and closed the written revelation. It serves as a light into our path, and it's so precious. Okay. Well, we need to move on from our second thing. So, oh Lord, please help us with these good ideas. There are many others, but thank you for highlighting some of those that you did. And your will be done in our lives as we seek to be your lights in this dark world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think about that. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path, and that's what I want to do, is be that light.
Yeah.
And Lord, you know, help us to stand strong in our faith, testing against your word those teachings that are being perpetrated upon us, your children. And as Colossians 3:16-17 says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen. So, Leslie, do we have time to introduce our next six-month series?
Oh, this is so exciting to know that you're willing to come back and continue as a regular guest on our program, so go for it.
Okay. The title of this new series, beginning July, is Contemporary Eschatology. We'll present this material, Lord willing, in this manner. In July, we'll introduce the series with another broadcast on the Truth Foundations. This is the basis of our belief. We'll touch upon some new things that we haven't touched upon, that we didn't touch upon in January. In August, we'll do Contemporary Eschatology 1, and it will include the highlighting of end-time things which have occurred, past tense, just recently. September, we'll do Contemporary Eschatology 2. We'll be addressing prophetic truths currently unfolding in culture today. For example, like the false teaching that the rapture will happen this September 23rd of this year. That's a current phenomenon. Well, and then in October, Contemporary Eschatology 3, we'll present end-time concerns that are yet future, though they're right around the corner. November, our fifth session will be devoted to application, and then our sixth session in December will bring the conclusion to our Contemporary Eschatology series.
Oh, I love where this series is going, and here are some of the goals for the series. Mm-hmm. To further evidence God's accurate prophetic word, to make appeal for present-day application of his word, to be his salt and light, his ambassadors, during these days filled with great gospel and discipleship opportunities.
Let's include that, yep.
Yep, and to glorify our soon coming King, Christ our Lord.
By his mercy and grace, this is going to be an awesome series, given his word will once again be our centerpiece.
Can't wait.
Leslie, thank you once again for having me as your regular guest, dear sister.
So thank you, John. And do you have any closing words you'd like to share with our listening audience before we sign off today?
Well, Leslie, I do. Listening audience, we sure hope you've enjoyed this series. We pray the Christ-honoring, the word-affirming edification has brought blessing. We've taken joy in heralding explicit Bible truths. We also thank the Lord for his leading toward the encouraging of applications of the passages, so we're doers of the word and not hearers only. We pray that you've been encouraged and know our Lord has been exalted in these ministry efforts. Praise be to God.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, remember, you can go to our website at heartofthesaviorministries.org and listen into this complete series that Dr. Swanson and I have been blessed to bring you since January 2017 on Building Biblical End Time Perspective. And we'll begin the next six-month series in July on the second Thursday and Saturdays of the month, titled Contemporary Eschatology. Well, our time, John, has flown.
Yes.
I thank you again for this six-month series and for agreeing to come back and help us delve through this some more.
Okay.
So we're going to close with, we hope you go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that you will make God's word the every breath that you take this week, and that you will be called to stand and endure these final days. So as always, in his service, this is Reverend Leslie Nelson and my guest and friend, Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries. And we'll gather together again the second Thursday and Saturday of the month to start the new series in July. Thanks, John, so much.
Thank you.